year. Can you take us through the process? What were you thinking? What were you evaluating? How tough was that decision?
It was a pretty tough decision. I wanted to stay in school, but also I had family situations, financial situations that I had to take care of. So I thought it'd be better for me to move on.
Was it about a month that it took you to make that decision? How long did you?
Yes, sir. Around a month and a half, 2 months.
What's the family situation?
Just family situation, stuff to do with my mom.
How difficult was it to make that decision in the NFL after Steve's career was obviously
It was pretty difficult, like I said the first time. Me and Coach had to talk about it. He understood the situation, so.
Sidney, what parts of your game do you think really stand out when people are evaluating you against guys like Kevin and Calvin?
I would say my ability to make plays on the ball with my hands.
What's your vertical score?
I have no idea. Probably around 36, 37.
It's a real deep wide receiver group in this draft. Can you see a situation where there may be guys who go in the second or third round that maybe wind up outshining some of the guys who are drafted higher just because there's so much depth here?
I think we do have a real good receiving class. We got the best receivers in the nation are here. Got Dwayne Jarrett, Calvin Johnson, myself, Ted Ginn. Got a lot of good receivers, and it's going to be a battle. So hopefully everybody come out and give their best, and best happen to everybody.
Cindy, did you talk to Troy Williamson much when you were making your decision whether to come out or not, and did that have any impact on
him? No, sir. I didn't talk to him at all during my decision. No, sir.
Getting to know all those guys that you're competing against for a spot in the first round, I mean, what's the relationship like with those guys here at the combine?
I think they're really cool people. They're nice, down to earth. Nobody has the big head. Just here to work.
You had any contact with Pacers?
I believe I spoke with them last night, a couple of the coaches last night.
What would you think about Tom Brady being the first pro quarterback?
I think it went well, and That would be a nice thing too. Tom Brady, I think, is a tremendous quarterback. So.
Did you prefer Savelle, or which quarterback were you more comfortable playing?
Anybody that was throwing me the ball.
how do you sell yourself to people? What do you think you bring to the table that maybe some of the other elite receivers?
I think, like I said before, my playmaking ability, my ability to catch the ball and to get open.
What were your measurables?
My height was 6'3 and 3/4, 200 pounds, and I think my arm length was 33 and a half, something like that.
Everybody seems to be looking for bigger receivers these days, so you got to like that,
huh? Yes, sir.
Is there a guy in the league that you kind of compare yourself to that thinks a little bit like you in terms of style?
I hear Larry Fitzgerald a lot. He's a big receiver. He can block, and he also makes good plays. No, sir. I did face my redshirt freshman year. I faced a lot of double coverage in the second half of the season, and also during my second season, I did face double and triple coverage. So it's just quarterbacks able to get the ball around. Good play calling by the coaches.
They sometimes say that taller receivers have a little bit tougher time getting off the line. That's not an issue for you at all.
No, sir. I think I do well. My freshman year was a little shaky getting off the line, but after working on it the whole summer, it got a lot better.
So you've gotten stronger since you were younger?
Yes, sir.
Cindy, since you only played 2 years at Division I level, do you feel you have more to prove here than other guys that have more game film on them?
No, sir. I'm just going to continue to work hard regardless. I'm going to give 110% on everything I do. I don't feel like I have to prove anything. I'm just going to do what I have to do while I'm here.
Who's your agent?
Melvin Bratton.
Melvin Bratton.
Bratton, yes, sir.
And you get a feel, Sidney, for maybe what pro DBs are like. Have you talked to fellow South Carolina alums at all that are in the league, whether it's Coach Simpson or Robinson?
You said pro QBs?
Pro DBs.
DBs?
Just what they're like. I mean, did you get a feel for that by talking to any fellow alums that gone
up? No, sir, I didn't.
Are there any particular routes you hear called for you that really light you up? Say, that's my route. Are you comfortable with every route?
Every route.
Is it unusual being here with Savell and he's going through the receiver drills too? I mean, I know he's done some of that, but do you still kind of think of him as a quarterback a lot of times?
No, sir, because before he got hurt last year, he played receiver with us, and well, actually, he played receiver, running back, and quarterback. So he did play a good bit of receiver with us, and also coming back this year, he played a lot of receiver. So I'm kind of used to it.
What do you hope to run in the 40? What would be
a time I like would be a 4.47, 4.48.
What are your biggest positives when it comes to your character?
I think I have good character. I respect everybody, whether it be the media or coaches, anybody. I'm a real respectable person. I don't know.
Is it mainly showing that he can be a full-time
receiver? It could be. I think he could be used anywhere. He's a tremendous athlete.
See, I know you had a real big game to start. So I brought Meacham from Tennessee. He was saying earlier that Chris Houston and Marshall was the best corner he's played on. You guys want to
answer? Yes, sir. Chris Houston, I would say he's the best corner I played against, too. He's real competitive, which I like playing against DBs that's competitive, and they can give you the best, so it just brings out the best in me.
He benches like 450, so he says anyway. Do you remember when he was, press coverage, could you really feel him on your end? Could you tell, well, this guy's pretty strong?
We went at it the whole game. If you go back and look at that film, we went at it the whole game, whether it be a run play or a pass play, we went at it the whole game. So he is pretty strong.
And you had such a big game. I mean, he may be a good player, but you got the better of him statistically anyway.
I think he did a tremendous job. I just was able to make plays.
Yeah. What else impressed you about him besides his strength?
Just the attitude about the game. He comes to the line ready to play every play.
Did you guys talk much good nature trash or any of the exchange like
that? We were just talking a lot of trash to each other. Just having fun.
It was good stuff.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Just having fun.
Where are you working out, sir?
Athletes Performance in Arizona.